Hello, and welcome to Humans of Agape, a new podcast by Agape Europe. We are a community of people who make Jesus known, so lives are changed and Europe is transformed. We want to bring spiritual hope and help to people from all walks of life. I am your host. My name is Jochen Geck. I work in the student movement in Montpellier in the south of France, and I'm curious to hear about what God is doing across Europe. So this is what this podcast is all about. I interview people who are on staff with Agape and ask them about what God is doing in their lives and ministries. Today's episode is not just any episode, it's the 10th one so far. So thanks to all of you faithful listeners for accompanying me on this journey across Europe. From Portugal to Lithuania, via Spain, France, Italy and Germany, and talking about cities, sports, youth, students, music and arts. Our next stop is Iceland, where I get to talk to Erika Onus. Hello, Erika!
Hi, Jochen!
Erika, how do you say hello or good day in Icelandic?
To say good day is góðan daginn, which means like good morning or good afternoon.
Okay, góðan daginn, Erika.
Takk.
Erika, could you introduce yourself to us a little bit?
Yeah, my name is Erika, and I am living here in Iceland, in Reykjavik, and I'm from America. I grew up in America, but I moved to Iceland about 4 years ago, and I am also half Icelandic. So I am working with Agape Europe in Iceland as an intern at the moment, and I'm working with the student ministries here in Iceland.
Okay. You're the half Icelandic intern with the student ministry in Reykjavik.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And am I safe to say that you're the first real Icelander that we have on staff?
I guess it would be me and my coworker as well. She is also half Icelandic like me. And so I'm not the first. Like, she and I would be both the first, I guess.
Okay. And maybe together you can make a whole Icelander.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Great. What's her name?
Her name is Kristín Gedvalin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you say student ministry in Reykjavik, what does that look like?
Yeah, so for us, what we have been doing is trying to see how it works here in Iceland with student ministries, and really trying to get to know like the vibe of the campus and how you are to approach students or to do outreaches with them. And I think a big part of the student ministry is to somehow try to be friends with people, and just, we only have one campus that we really go to here in Iceland, and so it's pretty small for compared to other places that we have been to. So, but that doesn't stop us from going out there and just, yeah, being a light on the campus and being able to reach to some students that we get to just meet as we're hanging out at the campus as well. So
is that a lot of what you do in your day, hanging out on campus, getting to be friends with students? Or what does a day in your week look like?
Yeah, we do have Bible studies on the campus as well. And we have quite a few like international students. And we started off with having a Bible study with international students, and it's been going so far like pretty good. And so we kind of we have talked to maybe like a few Icelanders, like with doing solariums and or perspective cards, but not very much. So it's yeah, it's kind of trying to figure out how to be able to go about doing evangelism on campus and getting to know people there as well. So,
and for those who don't know, both solarium and perspective cards are game-like tools to initiate spiritual conversations. So what's something that works in the Icelandic culture?
I think that's a kind of a tough question because it's still something that we're still trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. Sometimes you can create an event, but it's really difficult to create an event when a lot of times Icelanders like to do things at the last minute. And so it's challenging to get people to maybe come out or get involved. You do need to do things in advance in some sense, especially with the student ministry. But yeah, so if you invite people, sometimes you may not have anybody, but or you might just have one person that shows up. And so I think the way that the culture talks about people in Iceland change like the weather, and here in Iceland, the weather changes about every 5 minutes.
Oh wow. People like the weather. And so you have to adapt to that.
Yeah, definitely. Would have to adapt to it, especially me coming from America. It's a different challenge, like for me coming from America to Iceland, where I was not used to that in the beginning at all. Just, yeah, not very much planning going on ahead of time. And so I had to adapt to it for sure.
And you said you came to Iceland 4 years ago. Have you been able to adapt well in the last 4 years? What's an area of your life where you notice a change?
I guess it's that whole thing of having to do things last minute. Is somewhat creeped into my life as well, and yeah, it's kind of just like maybe you have to kind of go with the flow, but sometimes it can be challenging for me still. I'm just like sometimes I don't like the flow so much because it's unpredictable.
And you like to plan.
In some areas I do, yeah, but I can also go with the flow in other areas, but it depends on what it is I'm going for, so yeah.
Well, I guess if you want to be a Reykjavikian to the Reykjavikians, that's what you kind of have to do.
Yeah, you do.
Tell me a little bit about the students. What would you say are their greatest needs?
I would say that the greatest needs for students is to create an atmosphere for them that create curiosity and a place where people can be free to express their ideas without having so much negativity towards it. And there's yeah, I think that people would like to be able to see the curiosity and also the friendliness of meeting you, and just being yourself around people and getting to know who they are.
And when you say a place without negativity, is that because there's a lot of negativity in the culture as a whole or in certain areas?
I would say, like in certain areas, that oh, especially when it comes to Christianity, it's kind of a negative word in a way. When people hear the word Christianity or think of Christianity, they don't know what it looks like to be a Christian, or they've never met someone that is a Christian. And so I think that is the need of students on the campus, is to be able to probably meet someone that is a Christian and know that there are Christians around and that they can maybe have a conversation about it, and not just about knowing what Christianity is, but actually seeing it lived out by somebody.
What difference would that make?
Yeah, I think that when, so for like an example that I can give is that I've kind of encountered students where, not to say just students, but also people within the culture, that they in a way tend to think that Christianity or someone that is a believer, that they're dumb. And so they might have just like read something about like what, or heard from somebody else that what like a Christian thinking or thought is, and so they kind of hone in on that, just that one particular thought or topic of some sort, and so they have this sort of mindset that Christians don't think logically or have the, you know, sense of having knowledge and an understanding. And so I feel like if they actually talk to people that are natural Christian, live that out in their daily life, that they can, they actually realize that it's not true, and that you can be a university student and pretty well educated and intelligent, but yet still believe in a God and believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like from my experience too, that makes all the difference. Actually meeting somebody who lives what they believe. You're totally right. And I think that's right, not only with regards to university students, that meeting somebody who believes something and where that belief changes the way they live, their outlook on life, the way they treat others, everything, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, it definitely does. It can make a huge difference in someone's life. And do you mind if I tell you about a story that I had on campus with a student?
I don't mind at all.
Yeah. And so I had there one experience with a student from China, and I was on the campus, and I had just had a conversation with my coach about what I should probably do, and maybe like talking to a student, and so she just pretty much just said to me, well, you know, you can just be yourself and just be natural, and I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go for that, and so I ended up going on the campus, and one day, and I went to go get myself some coffee, and I left my stuff at the table, and so I asked the girl next to me if she could just wash my stuff as I went to go get coffee. And so once I came back to the table, I just decided to see what she was doing and where she was coming from, and so I ended up having a 1 hour conversation with her, and she is just so lovely, and I just had a conversation of just normal things with her and about her life. And she was asking me about my life, and in the conversation, I was able to tell her my testimony of how I came to know God. And she just was really curious and knowing like how I came to know him just by, yeah, through my life events. And so as a result of that, I just asked her if she would like to come to our Bible study, and she has been coming ever since. And she's not a Christian, but she's been just coming in and listening and to what we've been talking about with through Bible study. And she's just been really great. She's a lovely person, and I love being able to have her around. And she had no like real foundation for it, but she knew about like the Bible, and she'd taken some literature course, and the same thing with me. I took a literature course in Bible and literature, and she did the same. So I kind of told her just how like that doesn't really defined like what Christianity is by just reading a text and looking at it in a literature sense, because I didn't get anything out of that either. I just but it was more so with a personal relationship that I have with Jesus, that I encountered him, and so I kind of shared a little bit with her on that, and so she became really curious and knowing how that became a part of my life. And so yeah,
that's amazing. And it's really cool. She definitely has taken steps towards a relationship with God. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I also liked what you shared about what your coach told you about being natural and, expecting God to act through you when you're just being your natural self and not hiding who you are.
Yeah.
reminds me of a previous episode of the podcast. My friend Dominic, who works with students in Germany, told me that he encourages the students he works with to see themselves as ambassadors of God's kingdom on campus. And I really like the idea because an ambassador is a representative. He's just there, he's visible, and he stands for something.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm always being reminded, my coach would probably not like if I said this, but she's like, you can be an ambassador.
Ooh la la.
But I love it. So I love that term as well. Being an ambassador is an honor to be able to represent the kingdom of Jesus. And so
tell me, you as an intern, I'm sure you learn a lot. What is something that you're learning right now?
I feel like I've been learning a lot about like stretching myself, just stretching my personality, my character, and also just my thoughts and how God wants me to process my thoughts. And so I guess the Bible verse that I've been kind of holding on to lately is from Matthew chapter 5 in the Beatitudes. It says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And being pure can look like many different things, but that can be within my thought process, the way that I even have a conversation in my mind about how I'm processing a conversation that I had with other people. And I think that when we have our thoughts pure and right, that we will see God and we will see him clearly, so that we can see what he's doing and where he's taking us in this life. And so I think that's something that I'm learning right now and really wanting mm-hmm. to seek his will for what I'm doing here in Iceland, but also the plan that he has for my life. So, yeah.
I like that. So talking about seeing what God is doing, what do you see God doing in Iceland at the moment?
I see, like, right now, I think it's amazing to see, especially on the university campus, it kind of, not just the university campus, but also within Iceland, the churches, that I can see like a unity starting and forming, and different churches coming together and just being able to come together and forming, that we're not a bunch of different divisions, but we're unified, and we come together with the same purpose, that we love Jesus and we want to make him known and for people to experience his love for them. And so I think it's been really awesome to see that happening within the university, but also on the outside too. And so I'm pretty passionate about that, to be able to see unity happen amongst the people within the church and to encourage them and build them up. And so,
yeah, that's so important.
Yeah.
And when you say that's something you're passionate about, what else are you passionate about? What are you most passionate about maybe in your ministry?
I think I would say that I'm most passionate about building up relationships and being able to see the need within that individual person, and just being able to see how it is that I can help them, and also to form that friendship with them. And in that friendship, I think that people can see a lot of God, and they can, their thoughts can really just directed towards him. And so I think that's I really enjoy doing that. And I think it's fun for me, and it just shows a lot how God like cares for the individual person. And yeah, so I think that's the one thing I'm really passionate about. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, Erica, thank you for everything you've shared. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here. it's just been a pleasure to talk to you and just to be able to share what's going on here in Iceland. And so.
Yeah. Well, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was Erika Onus. She does campus ministry in Reykjavik, Iceland. As I mentioned, this is our 10th episode so far, and if you have ideas for the perfect next guest or questions, you can reach me at agape@agapeeurope.org. Other than that, you can also find Agape Europe on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or check out our website, agapeeurope.org. I am Jochen Geck, and this is Humans of Agape. See you next time.